Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for the Daily Challenges. Today's Monday, the day we introduce our topic for the week that we're going to explore each day to help us learn what it means to follow Jesus, even as part of a busy commuting lifestyle. We'll stick with this topic, looking at it from a different angle each day. It keeps us in sync together as one community. So tomorrow, Tuesday, we'll study the Bible. Wednesday, we'll try to see how that impacts our lives. Thursdays, we'll try to apply and live it out. Fridays, we'll pray and reflect about it. Saturdays we'll take time off, and then Sunday's our day for community, especially Christian community like the one we've just launched in Ajax, Redeemer Church. We meet together every second Sunday at a school in North Ajax for what we call the Family Room, a church designed to keep families together who've been apart for a lot of the week. Check out redeemerajax.ca for more info. We're studying a series right now called Jesus, the Most Interesting Man in the World. We're looking at all these different characteristics of Jesus, all the different ways he's been described, trying to see how they could possibly come together in one man. In our last week of this series, we're going to see how they actually come together in much more than a man. But we'll save that surprise for the end. This week in particular, we're talking about Jesus as a priest. And this is probably one of the more challenging ones that we'll take on, because the idea of a priest is not something that we're familiar with in our everyday lives. And if we do think we're familiar with that word, it's probably based on Roman Catholic priests or Anglican priests or Orthodox priests or some of the Christian denominations that talk about priests. But when Jesus was considered a priest, it was based on the pattern of an Old Testament priest, not the same thing as what we call priests today, which is sort of another term for a minister or a pastor, depending on the denomination. The job description of a priest was one we need a little context to understand, and that's what we'll try to gain this week, so we can understand how Jesus' description as a priest is really actually very meaningful when we have some context. To introduce that idea, we have to think a little bit about punishment and how, along with a crime, we generally look for a punishment that matches the crime. It's not always possible. Sometimes with children, we need to impose punishments that don't have anything to do with the crime. If the child is poorly behaved, we take away a treat. Not because the behavior had anything to do with food, but it's a way to show the gravity of a situation using a punishment that hopefully matches the crime, at least in terms of its severity, if not in its actual application. When someone gets caught speeding, of course, they expect there'll be some punishment. It'll be in terms of money, in terms of a fine or maybe a demerit point that eventually costs them money on their insurance. But we expect a punishment to go along with the crime. Once we know we've been caught speeding, we've been pulled over by a police officer, we expect there to be a punishment. And if we get off without that punishment, then we're extremely thankful. We looked at that just a couple weeks ago when we talked about forgiveness. The ancient law systems of the Old Testament part of the Bible are one of the places we get the idea of an eye for an eye from, that a lot of Western law is based on, but not all of it, obviously. At a low level, it makes sense. If you take a cow from somebody, then you owe them a cow. Obviously, this is hard to do, at least in our society, when we get into some of the more heinous crimes that can be committed. Think of some sex crimes or murder. Our society is not always comfortable basically performing the same crime as punishment for somebody who did commit that crime. We don't want to commit the same terrible acts that that person did. We want our society to rise above some of those things. Sometimes it's not even possible. If somebody is a serial murderer and they killed six people, there's obviously no way a society that even supports capital punishment could take that person's life away six times. This was very much the context from which Jesus arose. Debates about law and punishment were all around him. The law that God had given had been so developed over the years that there was an entirely new system laid on top of God's system, laying out the various crimes somebody could commit and the various punishments that could go with it, some of them which were based on God's law, some of which were wildly divergent from it, but were claiming to be inspired by God's law. Jesus came into the world when there was this convoluted system all around him. And a big part of that system was the Jewish system of sacrifices occurring at the temple in Jerusalem. And at the center of that were the priests. They were the ones who, day by day, year after year, were sacrificing various animals and other goods to show how contrite people were for the sins they had committed, for the ways they'd broken God's law. These various punishments often had nothing to do with the actual crimes that had been committed, but it was a system that God had laid out where the punishment for their sin didn't have to match the actual sin they'd committed. You see, God gave us all life. And if we take that life and we abuse it, we don't use it properly in the way God intended, then an eye for an eye would say that God needs to take away our life. We must die. And indeed, our sin, our rebellion against God, brought the reality of death into this world. But we're going to see that even from the beginning, God was working a plan where we wouldn't have to die for our sin, where we wouldn't have to die forever because of our sin, but where God was preparing us through the centuries for his ultimate plan to be let loose in this world, where we could be forgiven for all the ways we rebelled against him. The system of priests in the Old Testament was a part of that. And we'll need to explore a little bit today to understand how Jesus made it unnecessary. Well, here's our question for today. When have you been punished for an infraction? Was the punishment fitting or not? I'll have a great discussion. I hope you'll share this with some people you know, some friends, some neighbors, some colleagues, some people you commute with, and that you'll share with them these challenges to help them grow and learn what it means to follow Jesus too. But have a great discussion with them, and I will see you tomorrow.